Sharonda Burris is building a ladder to help repair the roof of an old home on 12th Street in Cairo. The house is not much to look at now, but when Burris and the 9 other workers are done with it, the place is going to shine. Burris, a 24-year-old mother of 4 from Cairo, is taking part in the Youth Build program through the Delta Center in Cairo. Before she enrolled in the program, Burris had a hard time interacting with others.
This program helped me out a different way so far as my attitude, you know, my temper, me being socialized. I didn't associate with a lot of people. I wasn't a people person. I was antisocial.
Now, she says she works well with others and is even more motivated to work than she was before she entered Youth Build.
There be times where I don't be wanna, like, oh, I don't wanna get up, you know, but, you know, I got to encourage myself, get up, okay, this to better yourself.
24-year-old Alfonsia Swift of Cairo is currently working towards his GED and says he has seen big changes in himself since entering Youth Build in January.
The program has taught me how to work together in a group, you know, how to be respectful, you know, how to start something, finish it.
We're trying to take them and put them back in society with a mental image of success.
That's Youth Build foreman James Biggerstaff.
The biggest thing is for everyone to understand that you can be anybody that you want to be.
He says this kind of transformation is the program's goal, but it's not always easy.
It's very difficult to get them to believe in themselves.
Youth Build is funded through a $750,000 grant from the Department of Labor and is designed to work with students ages 16 to 24. Those who participate have fallen between the cracks. Many did not finish high school and have run out of options to get their lives back on track. When the program started in January, there were 20 students. Now there's half that number, with some getting jobs before they finish the program and some leaving because they simply were not ready to change. Biggerstaff remembers when he first started working with the students 6 months ago.
In the beginning, almost everything that you tried to do, they were combative.
He says despite choosing to enroll in the program, many did not want to change.
They thought that society should accept them the way they are, and they should be successful without having to do any of the extra work that it takes.
Students typically spend between 6 and 9 months in the program, but they can stay for up to 18 months. The grant is scheduled to last for 3 years, and once it's over, Delta Center Executive Director Lisa Tolbert says she plans to reapply and hopefully expand the program to include not only construction training, but education in both nursing and technology. In the 6 months since she started Youth Build, Sharonda Burris has found something she wants to do long term and is excited about her future.
That my goal is to, when I finish this, seeing this, is to hopefully I get a construction job.
For the Cairo Citizen, I'm Isaac Smith.